Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on Vocal for Local, a festive mantra for economic growth and self-reliance. The participants are Sishir Sinha, economic analyst, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to yet another edition of Spotlight. As the festive season lights up every corner of the country, markets are buzzing with excitement, joy, and endless shopping. And amidst all the sparkle and celebration, there's a powerful message that resonates deeply: Vocal for Local. To understand what this means for the Indian economy and how it facilitates economic growth and self-reliance, we have in our studios today Mr. Sishir Sinha, economic analyst. Sishir, welcome to the studios of Akashvani.
Thank you very much, and wishing all the best to all our listeners and to entire Akashvani Parivar.
Before we delve further in today's discussion, let's understand what Prime Minister Narendra Modi said about Vocal for Local.
Aane wale dinon mein bahut sare tyoharon ki ronak hogi. Un tyoharon mein aapko swadeshi ki baat kabhi bhi bhulni nahi hai. Upahar wahi jo Bharat mein bana ho. Pehnawa wahi jo Bharat mein buna ho. Sajavat wahi jo Bharat mein bane saman se ho. Roshni wahi jo Bharat mein bani jhalaron se ho. Aur bhi aisa bahut kuch. Jeevan ki har zarurat mein sab kuch swadeshi ho. Garv se kaho ye swadeshi hai. Garv se kaho ye swadeshi hai. Garv se kaho ye swadeshi hai. Is bhav ko lekar hame aage chalna hai. Ek hi mantra, Vocal for Local. Ek hi rasta, Atmanirbhar Bharat. Ek hi lakshya, Viksit Bharat.
Shishirji, as an economic analyst, how would you define Vocal for Local, and in what ways does supporting local businesses help in creating employment opportunities in the country?
If you go into our business ecosystem, we have always found that MSME and tiny, that the TMSME, that the tiny, micro, small and medium enterprises, they are playing very important role in the GDP, in the overall demand and supply, and also in the overall number of employment opportunities. So when we say Vocal for Local, that means we have to promote these three units: tiny, micro, small, and of course the medium enterprises. And they are the traditional, what we call as the desi entrepreneurs. We have to promote them. If we have to provide employment to more and more people, and we all know that 65% of our population is below the age of 35 years, and most of them are looking for job opportunities and employment opportunity. These are the units which are providing that. So on the one hand, you are in a position to supply more and more according to the demand. And another important aspect in terms of demand is that Indian market is a very, very diversified market. We always say that the language, culture, tradition, and of course the food habit changes after say certain miles. So all these things are giving opportunity to the local entrepreneur to further develop the ecosystem where they are working. And that is what the Prime Minister, when he said that we should be talking more about Swadeshi and Vocal for Local, he is really talking about how to promote these units, how to further provide impetus to these units.
Shishir, you just spoke about MSMEs. If you could also comment on what is the role of cottage industries in this effort towards Vocal for Local.
Yeah, that's why I use the word tiny. I mean, tiny is sometimes related with the cottage industry, very small one. See, the cottage industry is one area we are providing that all the local needs are fulfilled by these cottage industry, because they know what the people in that particular area is looking for. So suppose that you go to Rajasthan or you go to Bihar, you will find number of cottage industry are fulfilling the local needs, which is slightly difficult for the bigger entrepreneurs or for the medium-sized entrepreneurs. So when we talk about MSME, we should also think about, can we include cottage or the tiny units into that, because they are the real one who are the first shop for the local needs.
And of course, Diwali being round the corner, Shishir, how can buying local products during festivals boost India's economy?
See, during these 3.5 months, which starts with Navaratri and ends with Sankranti in January, There is marriage season also. I mean, at least we find that 1 month of November and half of month of December is all about the marriage season. So when we talk about festival and combined with the marriage season, it is providing opportunity to have a larger and much deeper market. And that is why you are finding that more and more shopkeepers are expanding their shops just to take advantage of the festive demand. So when we say demand is going up, that means the producers are in a position to supply more. When the producer are in a position to supply more, then they are going to create additional production capacity. When they are going to create additional production capacity, that means they are in a position to provide employment. When they are positioned to provide employment, that means they are giving money in the hands of the people. And those people are going to create demand. This is what we call as the virtuous cycle. And this is how this demand is going to boost that virtuous cycle.
Well, Shishir, you just mentioned about, you know, the youthfulness of the Indian population, and we certainly have the demographic dividend, the benefit on that front too. Can promoting local products help India reduce its dependency on imports, especially during the peak demand season, keeping in mind the youth of the country?
Certainly, because the demand from the youth is very diversified. And it changes like anything. Today they are looking for one product, tomorrow they may be looking more innovative product. You must have noticed that a particular brand is coming out with edition for 1 year only. Then another year it is coming out with another product. So there the meeting the demand from youth and meeting the diversified demand of the youth will be possible. Since we have become one of the largest producer of consumer electronics, not just about the mobile handset, but also about the various consumer durables. And at the same time, we have also become one of the largest producer of the automobile in the world. So all these have the potential to attract youth buyers. And with the help of these production, with the help of various government schemes, and with the help of EG Finance also, we are finding that the market is getting much, much bigger. So that is why you must have noticed that after this US tariff thing, the impact was there, no doubt about that. But that impact was limited because the youth in India and the consumers in India were asking for the good. They were creating situation for the demand, and that is going to help the producers in India.
Shishir, all said and done, we've been speaking about the benefits for vocal for local. But are we being able to create a niche in the global front? And what are the major challenges being faced by local businesses in competing with big brands or imported goods, if I may say so?
I will answer the second part of your question first. The most important challenge is reaching the market. For a local entrepreneur, reaching the market is a challenging thing. Because
Accessibility,
you mean to say? Yes. And there he or she needs good amount of resources. Unfortunately, it doesn't have that kind of money or that kind of resources. And that is the most important challenge. There, the digital platform is coming in a big way to help these local entrepreneurs to access the market. These digital platforms are helping. And that is why, if you can remember, very recently, Labor Ministry entered into an agreement with a digital platform that was mainly for the gig workers. So on the one hand, you are providing a kind of access to the market to the local entrepreneur, and at the same time, you are providing employment opportunity to the gig workers. So in the both way, with this twin approach, you are helping the economy to grow. So the second part of your question was, what a kind of challenge? So this is the most important challenge. And the first part of your question was about how to compete with that. There is one issue which we have to work upon, and that is the quality. Quality is always something, wherever you go, any consumer will demand for a good which has a very good quality, and he will be a continuous consumer. I mean, he's not something that he is buying today and tomorrow is going to buy from some other shop.
Yeah, of course, there cannot be any compromise
exactly,
on quality.
And that is why Prime Minister is repeatedly saying that we have to go for the zero defect. And zero defect is the slogan for becoming these local as the global player. How to meet or how to face the challenge from the global player, quality aspect is very, very important.
And how can government initiatives and policies support local entrepreneurs, especially during the festive season?
See, we have Stand Up India scheme, we have Mudra scheme, which is trying to meet what we call as a working capital requirement. Because a business needs not just a long-term capital, but also short-term capital. And that short-term capital can be made available through these schemes. And there are other schemes also. And for expanding the business, after you have got demand and you are in a position to expand your business, you need what we call as a term loan. So then there are the other schemes also. And if you are able to repay your loan in time, your credit worthiness will go up and the banks will be more happy to give you loan. So there are government schemes, various subsidy incentive schemes, various interest intervention schemes where the entrepreneurs, especially the women entrepreneurs or the entrepreneurs belonging to SCST category, they can also be benefited by these schemes. So there are various specific schemes for various category of entrepreneurs. And for the local entrepreneurs, the most important thing is that we have Mudra, which is providing working capital requirement for them.
So does only, you know, the government schemes have a role to play here, or is there some kind of collaboration also between the government and the private sector which fosters this aspect of vocal for local?
Certainly, because government can't be in a business. Government can facilitate the business. If government has to facilitate the business, somebody has to do the business. And who is that somebody? That's the private sector. And that is why we have seen that during last quarter, between July and September, most of the banks have reported very good growth in the corporate book. That means the corporates are taking advantage of various government schemes, like I talked about PLI. There are other schemes also taking some incentive, and that is why they are expanding their business. So if you go by the book of banks, if you go by the quantum of private investment, which the figures are released by various agencies, you will find that the private sector are taking advantage of the various government scheme. And what we expect, or what we feel, that the private sectors have to do a lot of work. Government can facilitate, government can provide all kind of incentives, but to exploit that incentive, private sectors will have to come forward.
And Shishir, how can communities and consumers contribute to making India self-reliant through their festive shopping choices?
See, during this last 3.5 months, consumer demand is at peak. So when you are demanding, and I will just repeat what I answered in my first question, that is about the virtuous cycle. That virtuous cycle starts with demand only. Until unless you demand, the producers are not going to produce anything. And that demand is coming, whether we talk about Navratri, whether we talk about Deepavali. And after Deepavali, then there will be marriage season. And of course, between marriage season and Deepavali, there is a Chhath Puja. So demand potentials are there. It is up to the producers how they are exploiting those demand, and exploiting their demand with the quality product. Because at the end of day, quality will remain there, and you can make your consumer loyal by providing a quality goods.
How does Vocal for Local fit into the larger vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat?
Atmanirbhar Bharat means the entrepreneur capability of Indians have to be encouraged. When we talk about demographic dividend, we have to provide opportunity for the young people who have potential to become entrepreneur. Because everybody cannot be entrepreneur, and everybody does not want to be kind of going for a job or something like that. We have to identify those people. And when we are talking about Atmanirbhar Bharat, our target is to achieve $5 trillion, $7 trillion, $10 trillion, and of course, by 2047, Viksit Bharat, or the developed nation. There, the role of local entrepreneur is very, very important. And how to promote those local entrepreneur is very, very critical. And there, this slogan, Vocal for Local, will start with the demand, and the local entrepreneur will exploit this.
Well, listeners, Vocal for Local is not just a slogan. It's a call to action. A call to support our local artisans, small businesses, entrepreneurs, and traditional industries that are the backbone of our economy. By choosing local products, we are not only celebrating our culture and craftsmanship, but also boosting economic growth and moving a step closer towards self-reliance, the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. Mr. Shishir Sinha, thank you very much for joining in and taking our time to delve into this so pertinent topic of Vocal for Local.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Vocal for Local, a festive mantra for economic growth and self-reliance. The participants were Shishir Sinha, economic analyst, and Sarabjit Kaur, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.